With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. The U.S. Forest Service is investigating what it's describing as the unauthorized release of employees' personal information, including Social Security numbers. Edward O'Brien reports that most of the agency's 34,000 workers are affected.
The disclosure was made last Wednesday. The Forest Service says the circumstances and motivations behind the unauthorized release are unclear and are under aggressive investigation. It says additional details will be made available when appropriate. The federal government will pay for free credit monitoring for all affected current and former employees, but to retiree Johnny Hodges,
it's terrible pain. It's like getting your credit card stolen. Or worse.
Hodges is secretary of the National Association of Forest Service Retirees, which represents about 650 people across the country. May 29th, Forest Service officials internally confirmed that so-called personally identifiable information was emailed outside of the agency's network. That means an outgoing email inappropriately contained a report with full names, Social Security numbers, and other personal information belonging to current and former Forest Service employees. No further details were disclosed. Forest Service Interim Chief Vicki Christensen says, quote, the majority of our employees may have had their information compromised, end quote. She notes hers is among them. NAFSR Secretary Johnny Hodges adds this isn't the first time the Forest Service has lost control of private employee information. He says something similar happened a few years ago.
That was an electronic one, and it was a pretty big breach. It's hard to tell on this one how big it is and what all is involved, so we're still waiting for some more details.
Officials say an investigation is underway and that the agency is making changes to improve its security and handling and accessibility of private information. What that means exactly is unknown right now. What information has been released can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.